Episode 2960, Hope for the Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. And if you're not, you're in the right place. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. And a lot of times, we just need a pick-me-up. And so today is your day. Hope for the heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. We'll take a deep breath because you know our days do get long and our nights even longer. There are moments in life when we feel like giving up. Don't run away from the insurmountable situations that fill your day. Be bold even when you don't know how your situation will turn out. No, there is always hope for the heart. You know, I think about it. When these moments show up on our doorsteps, right? And they begin pounding down your front door. I mean, it's like boom, boom, boom. And you can't escape it. A rescue might be exactly what you need, right? And that's what we need for our hearts sometimes. We need that rescue. You know, most of us can become buried in our thoughts of despair and forget that we don't have to pull out our hair. There is hope for the heart. Now, I know you're thinking, oh, I really don't think about pulling out my hair. No, but you feel that way. You're at your wit's end and you're like, I'm done with this. I can't take any more. So what does your day look like today? Is it going to be one of those hair pulling out moments? Do you have it starting out really good, but you're already looking at the weather going, oh my gosh, this snowstorm's coming in, or we're about to have a heat wave that's going to take out every other record in the record books? What is it for you? Unfortunately, yes, weather does affect our moods, but today I want you to look beyond the weather. Yes, you may be stuck inside with the snowstorm. You may be stuck inside, well, because you've turned on your air conditioning way too early. You're like, we're not even into March and I've got my air conditioner on. This is ridiculous. Yes, it may be ridiculous, but this is real life. Are you already dreading what is around the corner? Think about that for a moment. Are you addressing your day with, I'm just going to snooze here because I don't want to peek around the corner? Think about what it's like to play peekaboo with a child. I was talking to my grandson yesterday evening. And all of a sudden, you know, he's two, but all of a sudden I was treating him like he was like just a baby going peekaboo, peekaboo. And it was so adorable because I did it kind of in a bigger voice, like peekaboo. And I had my hands over my eyes and he did the exact same thing faster than I did. And he was like, boo. And he just went into that playful mode. Why can't we do that more with our days? Why can't we play with our days more so like a child does? But we get all wrapped up because we don't know the outcome. We're already dreading the worst before the best has even happened, or before the worst is even before us. We don't know if we're coming or going, but we dread what's around the corner. You don't have to convince yourself that something is going to be different. It already is if you believe it. What you think about, you bring about. So you got to let go of all the CRAP, right? Yeah, that's my four-letter word. That's why I spell it all the time. I don't want you to carry that luggage anymore. Get rid of it because it's just drowning your smile. You're beautiful. Let your smile shine. Yeah, you know what? Your day is not going to be perfect. You already knew that. And neither is mine. So stop complaining and start retaining. There is hope for the heart. But are you willing to look for it in the nooks and crannies of your day? I mean, seriously, because I know you're jam-packed. You've got activities, you've got to run some errands. Oh, wait, and you've got to get on the phone with somebody who you already know is going to take more than just 5 seconds of your life. Because most of us, right, we seem to hang out with what ruins our day rather than what builds up our day. So we're stuck in the complaining moment. We're stuck wishing we were somewhere else. Well, let's take a trip together, just for a moment. Imagine sitting in a short canvas chair with the sand between your toes as little drops of sweat roll down the side of your face and kiss your cheeks. The ocean waves gently caress the shore as small little white bubbles come up from the sand. There is a crab grateful for the water reward. Soon the refreshing water reaches your toes, washing away all the worries to and fro. What do you need to let wash away today? And that C-R-A-P needs to be flipped at the end to be the little C-R-A-B. Right? You know, for some of us, when we have these waves come in our life, and they just seem to crash, and they can just destroy, but at the same time, if you flip it, right, look at the little crab. And the little crab says, but this is what I needed. I need this in order to live. It's perspective. What do you need to let wash away today? What can you give to God so your heart doesn't have to be so heavy? Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We all deal with stress. We all deal with anxiety, with overwhelm and despair. And we deal with it all differently. My plea for you is that you don't let it overcome you. You overcome it. Because I promise there is hope for the heart. So my challenge today, I know you don't want to hear it, but you're going to. Don't complain more than you express your joy. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.